$30 million, depending on the bridge, but the connectivity to it was $20 million to redo T Highway or to do all these other things. And they were, the connectivity was more than the bridge to be able to do it. So that was hard. If you have an alternate bridge right at the bridge site where you have parks on both sides, public land, you probably could do a couple of bridges there and have an alternative. But again, it is what it is. We're not talking about it in Tandy County, but I host that Partners in Progress meeting every month. Stone 13 is getting improved, and the Kimberly Bridge is exactly the same shape as this one and facing the same thing. And what was that, $62 million for that bridge to do that? That's the entire state budget.
I remember it was a huge number.
The bridge budget, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, we're facing it several places. So
we're just starting. I do know that Dan told me they were just starting to look at that again to see what they could do differently involved. Not shutting it down for the duration. He did say that they've been looking at other projects for the state that it may involve like a week or two closer for the very end, you know, when they had the critical components going in. But, no option has been selected and nothing's been shoved off the table yet. So I know they're just starting to revisit it.
I'll probably leave that on the agenda.
I'll talk to Dan and see if I can find out any additional information, because he told me that probably 8 weeks ago. So I'll check with him and see where we're at.
The other thing on the agenda was the election of officers for this. I've been chairman now for 2 years. I think that's a statute of limitation.
And that's just getting you settled in.
There's no longer any statute of limitation.
I don't know. All you guys are chomping at the bits to do your turn. So.
You want us to vote on whether that's a statute of limitation?
No.
We could probably even have a quick nominating David.
Yeah, we could do a nomination even.
I'm
got lots of good friends.
You can vote a buddy or Brian. Anybody's not here, that's always a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, unless you really don't want to serve, you've got a staff. And I've got a staff, too. But these guys don't have staffs. And if they have to send out meetings and... Donna, I'll tell you, I'll have to say, this is the only place I've ever served on a public board that we have to do all of that stuff ourselves. Generally, the political subdivision that you're working for provides the administration.
Dominica.
All right.
Well, the short time that I've been with this board, the existing chairman has, I think, done an outstanding job, and we've got some progress being made. I would hate to see any discontinuity in that, but if you've got other things you know so pressing, that's another aspect. But I feel like we're starting to get momentum built up, and I'd love to serve under you for another term if you could consider, because I think we're really on a roll.
That wasn't much of a campaign speech for yourself.
Maybe for the future,
but we really got good progress from here, I think, in what we're doing.
And I'm rotating off, so I'm not eligible.
Who else is? Am I rotating off?
No.
Okay. We need to look that up. To see what that all is. I might be able to find that quickly on who's on, who's off.
That was from the 4 years, obviously.
Yeah, there was different years. And I was 2 years.
Before we get off, I accept your nomination.
This is kind of what happened the first time.
That sounded like a second to me.
Yeah, I'm thinking, David, you're the man.
I think you didn't make a nomination, weren't you?
Yes, that was a nomination.
And Buddy was supposed to fill in as you were
there. The work being done.
Absolutely. I agree with that totally.
Can I get names? Because I'm sorry, I don't know everybody's name.
David Miller. Can you go around the table real quick?
Well, I mean, just who's...
Ron Newman did the motion. Jim Youngblood did the second.
I'm thinking that we could get this by acclamation, David. Sure,
I'm seeing that.
Okay, well, I'm
sure the railroad comes to mind.
We're big into requests for qualifications, but we think you got our hands down. I'm trying to see if we got...
he'll find out, that'd be one I have for our next agenda, is who's going off and is there recommendations to Charles for another 2-year term or whether they can do something different.
No, I'm definitely off.
Did we get a vote on that?
That all for right. him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign.
Yeah, no, looks like the ayes
have
it.
Out of the way. I think you were on a 4-year, I were on a 4-year. David was on a 10-year.
Should pay more attention to that setup.
But there's a vice chairman, and Buddy's the vice chairman, so right. the absence can work on getting him elected. I'm
sure. Right.
So, do we need to elect Buddy?
We've already did Miller. We'll do Buddy next time. I won't be here, so.
Well, do we have to do it this year? I guess we got one more meeting this year.
We'll go ahead and get it over with.
Or we could. Okay, I'm going to nominate Buddy Roberts again for the vice chair.
I second that nomination.
Okay. Any other nominations? So all in favor of Buddy for vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Vice chair again. Buddy will be thrilled, I'm sure.
I'll tell him because I like to see the excitement in his eyes.
Jim, did you second that?
Jim did. Yes. I like to say we're finally making some progress, so it'll be a little more productive.
I think continuity is important at this point with everything we've got in the fire right now. Big deal.
Are you guys having a meeting next week?
26th
is what it would be.
I don't think we'd
want
to have one
26?
After Christmas.
Yeah.
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 25th is
well,
Sunday.
Whether we have one or not, it won't be on that date, I'll just
get it. Right. I suppose it would make sense to cancel the December meeting and just have our next one in January.
Well, the only reason that it wouldn't make right. sense is if they come back right. with this funding stuff and we need to be here
do
to
something do
something
else.
With it.
Let's leave it like that. We cancel the 26th, but if we need to meet,
call a special meeting or something.
You want me to make a motion on that?
All right, that sounds good.
I so move.
So we cancel the 26th, but we need to meet, have a special meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Second to Charles' motion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of canceling the 26th of December meeting and having a special meeting if we need to, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same sign.
Donna, do you need any names on that, or you got?
I got your motion. Your second one's David, but I didn't get who made the motion.
Charles MacArthur.
Thank you, Charles.
Mr. Chairman, we have a piece of new business.
Oh, okay. And if you're, unless you're ready to put your finger on our number of years.
Each member will serve a 4-year term, maximum of 3 terms. Districts. This is the first set of terms here. Districts 3, 5, and 7 initially serve 2-year terms. And districts 1, 2, 4, and 6, 4-year terms.
But then they changed that.
They changed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did.
I think, didn't they? I think there was a second.
I think I'm serving just my predecessor's filling out the rest of his term right now.
Charles, what district are you from?
2. Oh. And they changed it. I was 4, and then they changed it.
Okay.
I'll have to dig that out.
That's pretty convenient.
Yeah, that was the original, and then they come back and they changed it.
Okay.
They put out a different memo. The commission did.
We're on your 5, right? District 5.
Yes.
I'm saying that's the number and see where I want to come from.
Mm-hmm.
2.
That first commission is formed, the second commission you're talking about.
You mean commissioners?
Commission. We had 1 and that was dissolved and redone. This is the second commission actually. Right, David? We had 1 commission.
Oh. The transportation for the county?
Right.
Yeah, and
And that was resolved because of some reason and then we were reappointed.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It just kind of fizzled. It never happened.
Yeah.
Okay, you and I showed up, and that was about it.
Yeah.
I do remember that now.
I think you and I met in Walmart one day.
actually, this is the third. There was a big one about 95. You'd sent me some of the stuff. There was a big one of these long ago that did the East-West Corridor Road, which was called Branson Glades Road or something. And you'd sent me some of the materials out of that. Dick Hall served on that commission because he told me a little bit about it. And they went through all of this stuff and produced a product in the late 90s. And then that kind of went away. Maybe you served on it.
I was there. I'm going blank today, but yeah.
Okay. And so anyway, then they decided to reconstitute this. That's when they started with an original board that didn't show up, I guess. I don't know.
We couldn't get it put together.
Yeah, nobody would show up. Okay. Russell, Ron, what's your new?
New item, just for thinking, and I'd like to have it placed on the agenda as a continuing item of discussion, and that is on November 3rd, a month or so ago, I attended the Missouri State Rail Plan meeting up in Springfield. It was reasonably well attended. There was about 20 or so personnel there, and I believe one of your staff attended, David. I had talked to David about this before the meeting, and I had meant to put together a short memo on it, and I will. There were some attachments that I think would be well for all of us to look at, and I will put a brief memo together with those attachments so that David can circulate them. But basically, the state of Missouri, and it was the Administrator of Railroads, Terry Curtit, and the Railroad Operations Manager, Christy Jameson, presided over the session. But they're looking at putting on the glasses, looking ahead, both near-term and the longer-term. And they are going to be proceeding to develop a 20-year projection rail plan for the state of Missouri. And that includes Southwest Missouri. They will have one more public meeting after the first of the year, and by April they hope to have developed input from all public entities, input to their rail plan, where people think rail should go here in the state. They started the meeting with some discussions on existing, I've got some handouts that I'll make available to all of you. Progress being made both on the Amtrak nationwide running through Kansas City to St. Louis to Chicago and to the southwest, and even the state rail operation between St. Louis and Kansas City is looking up. For many years, they had trouble having on-time performance, but that's turned around, and they believe that they're really at the cusp where traffic is going to start to grow in that corridor, so there's some opportunities there. But they're not just looking at on passenger business, tourism business, but also the freight rails developing in the various counties throughout the state. Where are the needs? Where are the interests, you know, by the various groups that are around? I know it's surprising how far the rail plan really reaches down into the various pockets and corridors of cities and towns. Eric and I went to the meeting on the NASCAR track here, which was very controversial here a couple weeks ago. And even the NASCAR tracks unveiled that they're developing manufacturing facilities. And key to their development on the south edge of town out here is both the airport, Highway 65, and the rail line. So it reaches not only existing services like the Branson Scenic Railroad right here in our hometown of Branson. It's very important, obviously, the rail and where rail may go into the future, including tourist lines. But make a long story short, I think we ought to be thinking about, and the Taney County and this board ought to be thinking about getting some input, public input, to their plan so that we don't gonna go unattended for whatever the needs might be here in the southwest Missouri. It may involve, you know, going out and interviewing some folks.